Hundreds of mourners packed a church in Kenmare, Ireland today for a memorial service in honor of Margaret Hassan. She was the Irish-born director of CARE International in Iraq, who was taken hostage last month. She'd lived in Iraq for more than 30 years with her Iraqi husband. British officials believe that Hassan is the blindfolded woman seen on a videotape being shot in the head by a hooded figure. That videotape was obtained by the Arab television network Al Jazeera, but the network decided not to air the tape. At the same time, Al Jazeera has repeatedly broadcast footage of a U.S. Marine shooting an unarmed, injured man in the head inside a mosque in Fallujah. We've called Al Jazeera spokesman Jihad Ali Balut to ask about those decisions of what to air and what not to air. And Mr. Balut, let's start with the videotape showing the blindfolded woman being murdered. Why not put that on the air? What was that decision?
That was a very easy decision to make, and it's really in keeping with our editorial policy pertaining to killing and murder of hostages held in or taken in Iraq. Our policy dictates that very graphic images, which certainly would include killings and murders, will not be put on air. However, due to the newsworthiness of whatever is happening, we are obliged to at least make it available to the world at large.
You mentioned a hesitation about showing very graphic images. Let's talk about another very graphic image, and that is the videotape of the U.S. Marine shooting an unarmed man in the head in that mosque in Fallujah, which you did decide to air, something that U.S. television stations stopped short of. They didn't show that actual moment. Why would that not be a graphic image that shouldn't be on the air?
There is a difference between the course of combat in a war and actually killing people who are caught in the crossfire. I should point out here that I'm not so sure that the actual images showed any graphic pictures. I think what we saw is a medium to long camera shot of a body, and then we heard some gunshots, and what we saw was the leg of the person that was being shot at jerk upwards. I think it was his left leg, if I'm not mistaken. So it was very far away from being a close shot, or a graphic for that matter. We did not see any blood or anything of the sort. And again, as I was saying, this is really in keeping with our editorial policy. In the past, we have actually shown on our screen civilian casualties of conflicts, even casualties from within the military. And we believe that deceiving our audience, if we were not to show all aspects and all angles of the battle, and certainly what's happening in Fallujah could not be described except a battlefront.
It's a tricky thing, though, isn't it? Because one of those battles, the way it's taken shape in this war, is insurgents or militants taking hostages and killing them. That is part of this war, don't you think?
We certainly do not believe so. We believe, of course, it's a facet of the war, and we are covering it. But these atrocities of killing innocent people, especially people such as the late Mrs. Hassan, was really an outrage. There is a difference between that and when there is a whole army of 20,000 military people converging on an area in Fallujah.
Do you think that your network, do you think that Al Jazeera is conveying that sense of outrage in a manner that's commensurate, say, with the level of outrage that may be conveyed with the shooting by the U.S. Marine? In other words, is there some sort of double standard that your audience may be picking up on there?
We certainly provided ample airtime for various appeals. So we did express the outrage. I think this has to be taken within the wider context of the war itself, the rationale behind the war, the unfortunate events of Abu Ghraib, and so forth. So really, I think it's not taken in an isolation. And then again, I mean, our job is really to report the news as comprehensively and as objectively and as balanced as we can.
Well, Mr. Balut, thanks for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Jihad Ali Balut is a spokesman for the Al Jazeera Network. He spoke with us from Doha, Qatar.